problem. North winds up to 40 miles an hour. High temperature of 17 degrees. Snow ending Sunday night with a low of 1 below zero. Monday, sunshine with a high temperature of 12 degrees and light north winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the Weatherology Weather Center.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we had a little bit of a break, but we're back to it. High school basketball here in 2025, and we're in the Northeast Kansas League for this Friday night showdown. It's Jackson Heights hosting Horton. Thank you so much for tuning in. Alongside Chance Link, our studio producer, we got a full house here, part of the Cobra Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. We got Blaine Burdick, we got Zach Self, Caleb Stay, Asheron Malden. I'm Brandon Tamman joining as well. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get you the starting lineups for our girls' game tonight against Jackson Heights hosting Horton. Both these teams game one here in 2025. For Horton, with a record of 2-3, they are 1-2 in Northeast Kansas League play under second-year head coach Gary Sorensen. They're going to start like this. Carly Huffless is in the backcourt, a senior guard averaging 7.6 points per game. Piper Chartier, another senior, just south of 3 points per game. Kansas Keough is a sophomore, alongside Marlissa Banks, who is a sophomore, averaging nearly 14 a game. And JoJo Switch, a junior, averaging just 1 point per game, but that rounds it out for the Chargers here tonight. So again, Huffless, Chartier, Keough, Banks, and Switch. For Jackson Heights and head coach Madison Massey, Bryn Shoup, Savannah Catchrell, Nicole Ammon, Taylor Bosley, and Chesney Cochran. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Cobras in the all-white home uniforms, Chargers in the road blues. And from left to right, the opening tip-off is controlled by Jackson Heights, quickly knocked out of bounds. So Jackson Heights, the opening possession, the freshman Ammon had it underneath the bucket, had it knocked away and out of bounds. This Jackson Heights team, a record of 1-4. They lost their first four, but went into the holiday break with a win over McLeod. Cobras again dialing it up here. A right wing three is on the way, short off the front rim, and a rebound for the Chargers and Piper Chartier. Chargers up the floor again, two wins, three losses through the first five games, averaging right about 40 points per game so far. Here's Kansas Keough, top of the key, and she quickly turns it over via the travel. And we're just getting going. 26 seconds in, no score. Both these teams, game number six on the year. And both these teams have one win in Northeast Kansas League play to this point. Cobras again from left to right. This is Chesney Cochran, left side on the wing. A right side pass to the senior in Bosley. They go wing to wing, back far side of the floor. Chargers in a zone defense here. Chargers defensively give up 44.2 points per game. Trying to get a post touch inside on a lot of blue jerseys around Ammon, and she's knocked to the floor. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Horton. So first turnover here by the Cobras, as we are still looking for our first point here in the ball game tonight. Here's Keough across the timeline, knifing through a couple defenders. Huffless wide open for three. It hit off the back heel, a little bit strong, and a rebound cleared away by the freshman and Ammon for Jackson Heights. And we're queued up on the Cobra Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Entry pass taken away. Another turnover by the Cobras. Still scoreless. 6:45 and counting in this opening quarter. That's going to be a travel as well. So both these teams issuing turnovers back-to-back. And you can see maybe a little bit of rust after a couple weeks off for the holiday break. Here is a veteran, the junior in Shoup. Angles left, stops on the wing, kicks it back up top here to Cochran. Dives into the elbow for a jump shot, a little bit strong, nearly banked it in. Chasing down the rebound is Huffless for the Chargers. Still no score. Basket seems to be closed. Here is a Marlissa Banks three, nearly got it to go. Offensive rebound is up and no good. Second chance by Huffless, and then it's finally cleared away by Ammon and the Cobras. We are still scoreless, still grinding away 2 minutes into this opening quarter. Here is Shoup diving in, takes it all the way, lays it in for two. Well, it took 2 minutes off the board, but the Cobras get the first basket from the junior in Bryn Shoup. They're out to a 2-0 lead. Chargers move it well. They get Huffless open for three, left corner. She buries it. That's a good way to come back if you're the Chargers. Take their first lead at 3-2 on a Carly Huffless three. Huffless averaging 7.6 points per game, had 15 in game two early on in December at Hiawatha. Entry pass taken away. Good defense by Huffless. So comes away with a three and then comes back and gets a steal on the other end. Chargers 3, Cobras 2, 5:25 to go first quarter. Cobras appear to be in man-to-man here defensively. Huffless right side on the wing. They get it to Keogh in the corner. Dribbles back towards the wing. They reverse it to Banks, who's open, and delivers the left wing three. Marlissa Banks, one of the best shooters in this league. She had 25 against Hiawatha, averaging nearly 14 a game so far, and she makes it 6-2 Chargers. Just like that, a 6-0 spurt on back-to-back threes by Huffless and Banks. Chargers in a zone defense. Right wing three on the way. Nearly got it to go. Chasing down the rebound is Banks, and now she wants to push the tempo here for the Chargers. All road blue uniforms for Horton under second-year head coach Gary Sorensen. Here's Huffless again. She'll try. That one's halfway down and out. Tipped up into the air. Second chance try, no good, but a foul. An offensive rebound by JoJo Switch, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And our first foul of the game going against Chesney Cochran. So this will put JoJo Switch, a junior at the line, has not scored a bunch this year, and our first free throw a little bit strong, no good. First sub in here, Jennifer Mellies, a sophomore in for Jackson Heights. So we got 4:32 to go in this opening quarter. 6-0 run right now by the Chargers. A couple of threes by Huffless and Banks. They're leading 6-2, trying to add one more. And Switch can't do so. She goes 0-for-2 at the line. And the rebound by Bosley for Jackson Heights. So, again, the Cobras trailing by four, not quite to the halfway point of this first quarter. Now, Banks nearly came away with a steal. Now, another pass deflected out of bounds. Kansas Keogh got a fingertip on it and knocked it into the crowd. And Bryn Shoup now will throw it in near sideline. Well, this Cobras team that lost their first four games of the year but beat McLouth on December 20th to get some momentum into the holiday break. Mellies had a good look inside but missed it off the window, and a rebound cleared away by Switch. Chargers dominating the rebound category here early. Left side, this is Piper Chartier. Gets a cutting Huffless to the rack, banks it in off the left glass, and left side on the block. That was nicely done by Huffless, who now has five. So an 8-0 run here by the Chargers. They lead it 8-2. Trying to cap that run, there's a 16-foot jump shot that's short, and a quick one-and-done possession as JoJo Switch gathers another rebound. 8-2 Chargers, 3:40 and counting first quarter. First games for both of these teams here tonight in 2025. Of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow. Here's Keogh on a drive, kicks it left. Huffless again and drills another left corner three. And that's her second of the quarter, and it's now 11-2. The Chargers on an 11-0 spurt here, thanks to 8 points here in the quarter by Huffless. Cobras reversing it left side on the wing. A touch here from Mellies, the sophomore, and gets it back up top here to Bosley, who tries to settle the storm as the Chargers are cooking here in this opening quarter. And Cobras turn it over right there. They're fourth here in the quarter. We're looking in the corner, and the pass just went out of bounds. Another sub into the game, Lakota Hewitt-Bottom, a sophomore. Fifth appearance for her here in 24-25. So again, the Cobras got the first basket from Bryn Shoup, and since then an 11-0 run here by the Chargers. Eight of those 11 by the senior and Carly Huffless. Here's Keogh, enters one inside, covers up, tried to flip it up, and missed the shot that draws the foul. And two free throws coming up here for the junior for Horton. It'll be the second foul against the Cobras here in the quarter. And that one against Mellies, her first. Kara covers up in her junior season and started as early as her freshman campaign. And she puts in the first free throw here, and that's her first point in the game tonight. She's averaging 9 points per game through the first five. And the second free throw rattles out. She goes one for two, an offensive rebound by Switch, and then she had it taken away. So a one-for-two trip there by Covers Up, and it's now 12-2. The run is at 12-0 here for the Chargers. Here's a jump shot in the paint, left short, another rebound, and another foul. The Cobras are not getting quite the looks they probably want. And the foul on the rebound attempt is going against Hewitt Bottom, who just checked in. That's her first team third. So right now, 2:35 to go in this opening quarter. Chargers continuing the run. It's a 12-0 run. They get it on the right block to Switch, trying to muscle her way up and in. And a lot of contact there, and the ball deflected off her side and out of bounds. So ultimately, it's going back to Jackson Heights. Now the Chargers showing pressure in the full courts. Cobras get it into Bryn Shoup, far sideline, and nearly got away with a walk and no call. Cobras still have it, and a lazy pass nearly taken away, but into the hands of Cochran. Now right side it goes to Taylor Bosley. Again, 2:13, clock moving first quarter. Chargers out to a 12-2 advantage. The run is 12-0. The Cobras trying to stop this run after they scored the first bucket of the game. Here's a baseline drive all the way underneath, knocked out of bounds. Good defense that time by Covers Up. That stops the clock. Exactly 2 minutes left to go in this quarter. The Cobras left side of their own backboard to throw it in. Trying to set up the inbounds play. And there might be confusion, but they dump it into the backcourt here with Bosley. Gets it into the corner with Cochran. Under 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Again, the Chargers on a 12-0 run. They lead it 12-2. Top of the key. Bosley, they don't put a hand on her. She missed the three. It was a good look. And a rebound taken away by Huffliss, who's had a great first quarter with 8 points and three rebounds. And Keogh crossed midcourt and immediately traveled with it. And that is the Chargers' fourth turnover in the quarter. Marlissa Banks back into the game here for Horton. And taking the spot of Keogh, just called for the travel. So again, the run is 12-0. The lead is 12-2. Here for the Chargers on the road. Shoup, a right side pass. Chargers extending out that zone defense. They get it into the right elbow, turning on multiple blue jerseys, and they get it to Shoup in the corner for three. Left it short. Fighting for the rebound inside. Bodies hit the floor. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it right here with Jackson Heights. Got a packed house here tonight. Again, appreciate all the sponsors and viewers on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Score dialed up on 103.9 as well. There's a tip shot inside, and into the hands it goes of Bobby Becker, a sophomore who has checked in for Horton. So the run continues. The drought continues for the Cobras. 12-2 Horton trying to add to it on a three. It is good, and the foul. That is a four-point play opportunity for Huffliss, who now has her third three in the quarter and 11 points overall and a chance for one more. Multiple subs in for Jackson Heights. The Chargers lead is 15-2. Huffliss is on a tear here in this opening quarter. Trying to add, can't do it. Offensive rebound, though, no good. A chance for Covers Up. And then finally the second chance cleared away by Ammon. Here's an open three, right wing, desperately needed for Jackson Heights. It's Bryn Shoup. And it's 15-5. That stops a 15-0 run by the Chargers. 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Chargers in the half court here. Top of the key, it goes to Huffliss. Left side here to Marlissa Banks, who tries one. Got everything but backboard, and it's going to ricochet out of bounds, and it'll go back to Jackson Heights with 37 seconds left in the quarter. So again, Carly Huffliss, 11 points and three threes here in this opening quarter for the Chargers. They have a 10-point advantage at 15-5. Shoup around a ball screen, stops on the elbow, and gets bumped and fouled at 28.5 seconds to go. That's Marlissa Banks, who picks up the foul her first. That was the first foul against the Chargers here in the opening quarter, and we're down to under 30 seconds left in this frame. Here's Bosley, top of the key, left side pass to Sides, who has checked in. Now Shoup again tries a three, just a little bit short. Backside rebound for Huffliss, who has another rebound to her total. 16 seconds to go. Chargers can play for the final shot here in the quarter. Instead, they get it down to a wide open Bobby Becker for an easy two. 6 seconds to go here for the Cobras. They're down by 12. Shoop right across midcourt, angles right, and draws the foul against Marlissa Banks. Quickly picks up her second with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. So you got time for maybe one dribble at most. Your Jackson Heights here as Shoop's going to throw it in from the near sideline. Banks has to come out now with two fouls as Chartier checks back in for her. Chargers had a 15-0 run in this quarter. They lead it by 12. Catch and shoot opportunity. They get it on the block. Melly's turns and misfired on a good look from the right block, and that takes us to the end of one. Well, the Chargers had a 15-0 run led by Carly Huntless, who had 3 threes and 11 points. The end of the first quarter. It is the Chargers 17 and the Cobras 5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First game's back here in 2025. Jackson Heights and Horton here tonight. Girls game going into the second quarter, picking up where she left off down low. Kara covers up with an easy bucket at the rim. That's her first field goal, and the Chargers extending on their lead here in the first half. It's now 19-5 as the Cobras do a good job breaking the press. Covers up, good defense inside. Might have got a piece of it. And it's cleared away by Keough. Horton dominating the rebounds here in this first half as well. Huffless again all the way to the rack, and she lays it in for two. And a timeout for head coach Madison Massey as the Jackson Heights deficit has crawled up to 21-5. It's been all Chargers here in this first quarter and change. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, we got just getting going. Second quarter, Jackson Heights in a deficit here. As, again, the Horton girls had a 15-0 run at one point that covered about 6 minutes in that first quarter. And right now, 21-5 is the Chargers' lead. As they're coming off a win against Oskaloosa before the holiday break, they have won two of their last three since dropping their first two in the regular season. So out of the timeout, Cobras again dealing with the pressure in the full court by the Chargers defensively. Here's Shoop, angles right, had a pass deflected, and another steal. Turnover number 5 by Jackson Heights. Keough gets underneath, tried to flip one up, no good, and now Marlissa Banks is tied up inside. Let's see if they call a jump ball. They do, and it's going to give it back to Jackson Heights.
Tell the Chargers have trained really hard to get both really on the switch up between offense and defense just immediately.
Yeah, just have had some trouble dealing with the pressure here by the Chargers as they continue to press in the full court. They have forced 5 early turnovers here by Jackson Heights. This time they do a good job. Melly's got to the rim, but just an awkward shot, nowhere to go, and covers up the rebound for the Chargers. The Chargers back into the front court here with Keough. Right side pass to Chartier. Holds it high above her head. Now covers up top of the key. Looks left. Goes back right to Banks, who resets up top. 6:50 to go in the first half. 21-5 is our score. It's been all Chargers here in this first half. Here's Banks. No hesitation on a three, and she got it. Marlissa Banks, 6 now in the game. Her second triple. And the lead continues to rise for Horton. It's now 24-5. Well, the Chargers have come out guns blazing here in this first half. Now they come away with a steal, little two-on-one break. Banks trying to give it back to Keough. Nearly got away with a walk, and now they'll reset up top. So now six first-half turnovers here by the Cobras. And they're down 19 points. With the Chargers with the basketball. Keough trying to go one-on-one. Takes it all the way. Flips up a difficult finish. And Keough now in the books with her first field goal, and it's 26-5. Now the Cobras nearly turning it over at midcourt. Instead, Shoup gets it in stride and is able to take it coast-to-coast for two. In a much-needed bucket there for Jackson Heights. Shoup has all seven. The Cobras here in the first half, and the deficit now 19 again. It is 26-7. Now Shoup gets one at midcourt, forcing a steal. One-on-one, takes it all the way, but missed the layup. Second chance, no. On the follow by Catrell, and a foul's going to be called, and the senior now for Jackson Heights will shoot two.
It's going to take a lot for the Cobras to come back. Being behind by 19 still, is really going to have to find a way to get themselves back in, and looks like a timeout.
Yeah, timeout's going to be called by Gary Sorensen, head coach for Horton. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. Our first game's of 2025. Again, we're dialed in on 103.9 and the Cobra channel as well. Again, I'm Brandon. We got Chance. We got Blaine. We got Zach. We got Caleb. And we got Asher on with us again, helping out with the broadcast tonight. So we appreciate it very much. Again, this Horton Chargers team is off to a very good start here offensively. A 26-7 lead. Carly Hutfliss, the senior, came into tonight's game averaging 7.6 points per game. She's already tallied in 13 here in the first half and three threes. Marlissa Banks has added six on a couple of threes as well. So this Chargers team firing on all cylinders on offense with five threes so far here in the first half. Catrell here out of the timeout. A couple of free throws here for Jackson Heights. Trying to get somebody into the books besides Shoup. And her first free throw is no good. Cobra's team again beat McClouth 44-34 on December 20th. That final game before the break. So they gathered a little bit of momentum. Going into the holiday break, second free throw is no good, and now a foul on the rebound attempt. Or they might have called maybe a violation there, so another free throw coming for Catrell. So I think they said that Hutfliss got a little bit too antsy getting in there, but couldn't make them pay. It's essentially 0-for-3 there was Catrell. So it stays 26-7. The Chargers in front, under 5.5 minutes to go until halftime. Covers up with a nice drive, but the pass was not there, and it's a takeaway by the Cobras, and Shoup now losing it, giving it away again. So they force a couple of turnovers. Chargers trying to get up the floor. Keough gets it from covers up on the save, and now Chartier is going to be called for a travel. So three straight turnovers by these teams. A little antsy back and forth, and now substitution into the game for Horton. That's JoJo Switch who's back into the game. Cobras just got to chip away. They've got 5 minutes to go until halftime. They trail 26-7 with the ball. Moving left to right here. Shoup around a screen. Bouncing a pass to that was Bosley. And now another right side three by Shoup. It missed everything. And it goes out of bounds, but was last touched by the Chargers. Madison Massey calling out the signals here from the near sideline as the Cobras try to chip away as best they can before halftime. Trying to get one into the paint. Here's a good look by Cochran. A little left corner J is good. And Chesney Cochran's on the board. Makes it 26-9. Nicely done from 15. Here's Switch on the wing right. Up top to Chartier. Lost it. Gets it back. And now Keough working back to Marlissa Banks up top. And the Chargers have hit five threes. Trying to add to it. That one missed everything. And a rebound for Mellies. And a quick one and done possession there by the Chargers. Go inside, Cochran, good post look, up and in, and the foul. Chesney Cochran with an and-one opportunity. Back-to-back buckets by the junior, and it's within 15 now, 26-11, and a chance for one more here for the junior in Chesney Cochran.
I think the Cobras kind of understand it now, what they're supposed to do to overcome the Chargers currently. Let's see.
Another missed free throw there, so the Cobras, I should say, now 0-for-3 at the line. And it stays 26-11. Oh, Switch gets a good look inside, but she missed the layup. And now trying to fight for her own rebound, and it comes all the way to Chartier in the corner. So a second chance opportunity here for the Chargers, who lead it by 15 at 26-11. We have passed the halfway point of the second quarter. They get it to Chartier on the block, and a foul's going to be called. So Chartier a chance now for two at the line. I believe they got Cattrall with that foul. That is her first. There is Piper Chartier. She knocks in the first free throw, and that's her first point in the game tonight. Makes it 27-11. The lead is 16 for Horton. And Huff lists the story for the Chargers in the first half. She's got 13. And the second free throw by Chartier is good. And a 2-for-2 trip makes it a 17-point Chargers lead at 28-11. And the Cobras, again, just need some stops, need some buckets, chip away the best you can in the final 340. This is Emma Sides with the touch, and back to Bryn Shoup, high left, gets a high ball screen, bouncing it right side to Cochran, decent look from three. It's a little bit short, and it's ripped away. Good strong rebound by Huffless. Now Keogh back into the front court near side. The Chargers trying to build on this lead once again. They've led from the jump. And they get a look inside for Banks, and too easy at the rim. Right under the basket. Banks for two. She's got eight. And it's now 30-11. The lead is back to 19 for the Chargers here on the road. Now Banks, they don't call Wolf. She takes the ball away, and bodies hit the floor. Is that going to be a jump ball? It is. And the possession arrow will give it back. So Banks with the hustle there, forcing another Jackson Heights turnover. I think this Chargers defense is just simply speeding up the Cobras a little bit too much. You can see it on the floor. That's been kind of the story here so far, along with the three-point shooting for the Chargers. Here's Becker looking for Switch inside. Keogh able to get it back and now gets it underneath. And a shot nearly down by Huffless. She's fouled again. And two free throws for Carly Huffless. Mellies picks up the foul. That's her second. And Huffless, who has 13 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half, and she adds to it with the first free throw. Right now, Huffless outscoring the Cobras by herself. Another sub into the game here for Jackson Heights. Trying to go 2-for-2 is Huffless at the line. A high arcing free throw, nothing but net. 15 in the first half for Carly Huffless. And they get a foul after that free throw on JoJo Switch up for a push in the back. And the Cobras had it down to 15, but a 7-0 run here by the Chargers have gotten it back up to a, or I should say 6-0 run. Right now the Cobras down 32-11 with 2:35 to go. In this first half, and a deep three by Bosley is good. That was well beyond the arc, and Bosley into the books with her first tray, makes it 32-14. Chargers quickly back up the floor, missing a shot inside, a rebound for Mellies. Chance here to chip away once again a little bit after a three by Bosley, and now it's knocked away at midcourt, and another Jackson Heights turnover, one-on-one, and it's a missed layup on the other end. With Bosley just there enough to cause the miss. And she clears it away for Jackson Heights. Big opportunity miss there for the Chargers to add. Down to the final 2 minutes. Mellies diving in from the free throw line. Kicks it left. Cochran, ball fake, pulls up from 15. Might have been partially blocked. And the Chargers cleared away with Becker. So Keogh's going to slow it down here with 1:40 to go in the half. Right now a 32-14 Chargers lead. Here's Becker shuffling the feet a little bit. Get it back to Switch on the right side, who will try a three. It's high off the heel. Second chance rebound is not there. It was nearly put back up and in by Becker. And it was cleared away by Cochran for the Cobras. Want to go inside. Had it knocked away, but Cochran gets it back. Top of the key. She sets and fires a deep three. Strong off the heel. And a rebound this time for Huffless. That was a good look for Cochran. Just couldn't get it to go. Final 67 seconds in the half. 32-14, Chargers in control. Now they get a good look from the short corner right, but just misfiring was Chartier. And here's Cochran into the front court for Jackson Heights. Has it at the top of the key. Perimeter passing left side to side, and now they get it back to Cochran. 2-3 zone here for the Chargers, and now another deep three on the way. Nearly banked in by Hewitt Bottom, and then the rebound by Switch. Final 40 seconds, Chargers in control, leading by 18. Left side to Becker. They don't pick her up. Her three is an air ball, but right into the hands of Bosley. 30 seconds here for Jackson Heights. Head coach Madison Massey, I think, preaching for the final shot here. Final 20 seconds. Hewitt Bottom with the basketball. Gets a high ball screen. Angles left. Gets it into the corner. Bosley a three. Hits off the top of the backboard. And now fighting for it. That's going to be a travel. After Chartier got the rebound, she fell to the floor and turned it over.
The Cobra comeback sure is possible. It's just really going to have to figure out what they're going to do coming back from halftime. It's possible. It sure is possible.
There is certainly quite a bit of time left in this game, but
right.
You would think both teams will have separate adjustments at the half. Chargers been in control from the jump. Cochran, a little pull-up. Jay, nicely done. Chesney Cochran from the free throw line with 5 seconds to go. Keough launching from half court. It nearly went down. That's going to take us to halftime. So after the Cobras scored the first basket of the game, the Chargers in control from then on out, and they lead it by a double-up score of 32-16. As our girls game now at the half. Our halftime show next brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll go through some of the first half numbers right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime Show is on the air here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a full house, full crew on hand with our first broadcast here in 2025. We're inside the Northeast Kansas League, and it's the Jackson Heights Cobras hosting the Horton Chargers. Well, it's the road team here in the girls' game that has the advantage. Chargers a 32-16 halftime lead. As again, this Horton team coming into tonight with a record of 2-3. Jackson Heights picking up their first win of the year right before the break, coming into tonight with a record of 1-4. But right now, Chargers in control. And again, Jackson Heights, they scored the first basket of the game by Bryn Shute, but from then on out, it was all Chargers. They had a 15-0 run That covered about 6 minutes in that first quarter, led by Carly Huffless, who led all scorers in the first half with 15. We'll talk about that in a moment, but again, they had a 17-5 lead at the end of one, and adding to that in the second quarter did the Chargers, 15-11, their advantage in quarter number two, and a 32-16 halftime lead. Let's go to the numbers in the first half, and again, we mentioned Carly Huffless, the senior, 15 points in the first half. She had 11 on three threes in the first quarter. She also went 2 for 3 at the line. Marlissa Banks also with 8 first half points and a couple of triples. They got 3 from Kara Coversup, and then 2 points apiece from Bobby Becker, Piper Chartier, and Kansas Keough. JoJo Switch, she did not score in the first half, but she did collect 6 rebounds in that first half. Jackson Heights got 7 from Bryn Shoup. They got 6 from Chesney Cochran, and they also got 3 from Taylor Bosley. Some of the team numbers, turnovers about the same. Jackson Heights, 9 first-half turnovers. Horton had 8. Cobras only got to the line 3 times. They did not hit one of those 3 free throws. And Horton, they were 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. But we talk about the pressure, and that's really kind of stirring up the issues for Jackson Heights and forcing the turnovers. But the rebound numbers, unofficially, Horton out rebounding right now, Jackson Heights 22-11 here at the break. So again, the Chargers cleaning up the glass, and they are cleaning it up on the scoreboard as well as they lead it here on the road, 32-16. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison. Or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our halftime score, the Horton girls leading here at Jackson Heights, it's 32-16. And more halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kimes Diaz of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesDiaz.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
About to wrap up our halftime coverage here on KMCA, also on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We've got a full house and a full crew on hand. Chance Link, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you, Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron, all helping out here at the Cobra Channel. We appreciate it very much as they do a great job covering Jackson Heights all throughout the sports seasons. Get our halftime score. It's 32-16. Carly Huffless leading the way for Horton with 15. Marlissa Banks adding 8 in the first half. Jackson Heights, we'll see what adjustments they can make. They got 7 from Shoup in the first half. Cochran with 6 as well, but in a dominant performance on both ends of the floor for head coach Gary Sorensen and the Charger girls. 32-16, our halftime score. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on KNZA.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam. Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State.
big bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. It's the start of the second half here at Jackson Heights tonight. Cobras in a little bit of a hole to dig out of as the girls trail Horton 32-16. And here we go. We switch sides. Cobras now operating from right to left. Chargers will go left to right. That's going to be a quick early turnover. As Shoup had it right at midcourt and then stepped back over the line. And not how Cobras probably wanted to start it out, that opening possession, with a turnover. 6 seconds in, that's their 10th turnover of the game. So now the Chargers with a 32-16 lead, their opening possession now on offense in the third quarter as the Cobras sit out in a zone look defensively as Keogh has it between the rings. Banks now a touch left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble twice, up top to switch. Right back to Banks, thought about it. Instead, Keogh now is going to be called for a travel. So back-to-back turnovers, one by each team to start the third quarter. And the Chargers had a 15-0 run in the middle of that first quarter. They led that first quarter at the end of it 17-5, and they built it to 32-16 at halftime. That's where we stand, 35 seconds into the third. Here's a deep three, high off the rim, but a backside rebound by Bosley to keep it alive here for the Chargers. And now another step back from the right side. That one's no good. Tipped into the air, and finally JoJo Switch coming away with it for the Chargers. Decent step back for Bosley, just couldn't get it to go. Up top to Marlissa Banks, again, sensational guard here in the Northeast Kansas League. She's been quiet tonight, really since the first quarter, but again, had a 25-point game against Hiawatha earlier this year. Now wants to drive, takes it all the way, lays it in on cue. Marlissa Banks now joining Huffless in double figures. She's got 10. And the first points of the second half, it goes to the Chargers. It's now 34-16. Cobras do a nice job breaking the press here and now settle into the half court. Chargers, they've played consistently zone defense after they get back from the press in full court. Now trying to throw a pass through some traffic, but Bosley gets it on the deflection on the right wing, and now her pass deflected right back to her. Cochran now a touch right wing, gets by Banks, gets all the way underneath the bucket, and she stepped on the baseline and turns it over. Two early turnovers by the Cobras here in the third quarter. Switch is out as the substitution in here for the Chargers. Covers up is in. We're not quite 2 minutes into this third period. Right now it's a 34-16 Horton lead. They get it to the free throw line with Huffless, dumps it down, covers up, nicely done, through some contact, got it to go. Covers up now with five, and it's 36-16, the lead is 20. The Chargers have led by as many as 21 in the game, and now they force another turnover. Press defense again, causing the Cobras issues. Here's Banks in the right corner, steps back for three, it is good. Marlissa Banks Her third three. She's got 13 in the game, and Madison Massey has to call a timeout. It's a full. I don't blame her. 5:37 to go in the third. Chargers 39, Cobra 16. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
An early timeout for Jackson Heights here in the third quarter. Probably not what Madison Massey wanted to do after team came out of the half trailing by 16. Now they look up and trail by 23 as the Chargers picking up right where they left off in the first half on offense, really on both ends of the floor. They have forced 12 Jackson Heights turnovers in the game tonight. They have been efficient from the outside, and the Cobras again have just not been there so far, but still plenty of time. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. You're trailing by 23, and Banks nearly coming away with a steal. Cobras have to get it across midcourt, and they can't even get close, and that's going to be a 10 count and another turnover. Couldn't even get it past their own three-point line. The Chargers forcing another TO. Chargers will throw it in far side of the floor. Keo up top. Goes to Banks on the right wing. Covers up, trying to post up. They don't get it to her. Now they go inside as Becker was looking to post up. Correction, Huffless down there, and it's knocked away out of bounds. So Chartier to throw it in. And they get it to Covers up, who got right inside and missed the layup. And it's going to be a kind of a late whistle, and they're going to send Covers up to the line for two. So the foul on Jackson Heights. And they got Catrell with that one. That is her second. And the first foul on either side in the third. First free throw up and good for Covers up. She's now got six in the game to go along with a couple of rebounds. And the second off the heel strong, but Banks an offensive rebound. Chargers dominated the glass in the first half. Covers up on the block, backing down and missing the layup. Probably wants that one back, cleared away by Cochran, and now it's knocked out of bounds as Cochran tried to push the tempo a little bit far side of the floor. 4:55 left in this third. It is 40-16, largest lead of the game for the Chargers at 24. Far sideline, shoot, back to Cochran, right wing three, high arcing, a little bit strong, backside rebound by Keough. Well, the Chargers, again, the rebound numbers heavily in their favor. They have forced more turnovers, and they have made more shots. Pretty simple stuff when you put it all together. Here's Huffless, had it knocked away out of bounds, trying to dive to the rack, and ran into a couple of white jerseys, and it'll stay down here with the Chargers. Bobby Becker's going to check back in here. And Chartier will get a seat. 4:37 left in the quarter. Chargers 40, Cobras 16 in our girls' game. They leave Banks alone in the corner, but can't make him pay. And now chasing it down, and it's out of bounds, and back to Jackson Heights. The one girl you probably don't want to leave open for the Chargers is wearing number 32, and that's Marlissa Banks. Just a sophomore, averaging nearly 14 points per game, and now gets a little antsy there, and it's going to be called for a foul. That'll be the third on Banks. Looking over at her head coach, Gary Sorensen. As the Cobras throw in the entry pass, knocked away by Keo. Looking for the near side corner, so we'll just move it down a little bit to throw it in again. Here's Shoup. Gets it off into Bosley. Back to Shoup. Nice ball fake. They get it to Cochran at the elbow. Diving in. Fading away. Had it blocked. But an offensive rebound, though, is picked up by Mellies. And get another opportunity here for the Cobras. Good look up top for three, just barely grazing the iron, but an offensive rebound by Cochran is stuck back up and in. 40-18, the deficit for Jackson Heights now 22, at 4 minutes to go in the third. And they're going to get a tie up here. Possession stays with the Chargers as Becker and Shoup got tied up near midcourt. Nicole Ammon back into the game here for Jackson Heights. Also, Lakota Hewitt-Bottom. The two fresh faces in for Jackson Heights. As again, they trail by 22 at the halfway point of quarter number three. Here's Banks. They reverse it around the perimeter. Keough puts it on the dribble, diving in from the left elbow, and puts it in off the window. Keough now with four. And I think the Cobras just turned it over on the inbounds pass. Or no, they're going to reset. 42-18, the Chargers by 24. Again, that's their largest lead tonight as we're at 3:40 to go in this third period. Shoup bouncing it inside. Ammon, the freshman, had it blocked away out of bounds by covers up. So it stays underneath with Jackson Heights. It does not get easier for Jackson Heights after tonight, next week. They get a very good Troy team and Riverside as well. There's a missed shot. Offensive rebound, though, for the Cobras to keep it alive. So a second chance here. Shoup working around the perimeter. Here's a left elbow jump shot. It's on the way by Cochran. Offensive rebound again by Hewitt-Bottom. And she draws the foul. She'll shoot two. Or is it on the floor? It's going to be on the floor. Chartier back into the game for Banks. The Cobras underneath their own bucket to set it up, trailing 42-18. Another left elbow jump shot. This one missed everything but backboard. Right back into the hands of Shoup off her own miss. Well, the Cobras have had multiple opportunities here on this possession, and now they throw it away. Five turnovers in the quarter, 14 in the game for Jackson Heights. And the Chargers, after all that, not give up any points on what seemed to be a lengthy Cobras possession. Just south of 3 minutes to go in this third. The lead is 42-18. Chargers have been in control from the jump. Trying to get their record to 500 early on this young season as Keough drives, flips it up, nearly got it to go. Good defense and rebound there for Cochran. Here's Shoup near sideline. Short corner left. Bouncing it inside. Nicely done. Another good defensive play, but a foul's called. Ammon's going to shoot two. And they get covers up. A little aggressive with the block attempt, and that's going to put Nicole Ammon at the line for a pair. Ammon again, a freshman, and her first free throw is good. JoJo switch back into the game here for the Chargers. Ammon, a freshman, averaging just over 3 points and four rebounds a game. That was her seventh made free throw on her 15th attempt of the year. Her 16th attempt is no good, but sides with the offensive rebound, and then she is called for a travel. So the turnover numbers continue to pile up for Jackson Heights here at home. 42-19 is our score. 2:20 to go in this third. Covers up wide open, but missed the layup and deflected out of bounds. Covers up, slaps the hands together in frustration, and fortunate for the Chargers, it was last touched by Jackson Heights. Here is Chartier. Left corner. Deep three by Switch. No good, but chasing it down for an offensive rebound is Chartier. Now another pass deflected. They're going to say it was last touched by Horton, so a turnover by the Chargers. Well, again, Horton led 17-5 after one. They led 32-16 at the half, and they currently lead 42-19 with 2:09 to go in this third. Here is Shoup into the front court. It's a ball screen, runs into a double team, gets it left side to Hewitt-Bottom for three. It's going to be a long two, and Hewitt-Bottom, the sophomore, into the books. That two-point shot makes it 42-21. Keough right side to Switch, flashing his covers up. Not there this time. They get it to Chartier in the corner, who tried to put up a three, nearly went down. Cobras the rebound. Here's Hugh Bottom, who's played good minutes here in the third. Nearly had it taken away. Get it up top to Bosley for three. Halfway down and out. Keough rebounding the miss for Horton. Down to the final 90 seconds here in the third. Double up lead for the Chargers at 42-21. Covers up again inside. She's had good looks. Gets her own miss. Kicks it back up top. Keough splitting, floating, missing, and deflected into the hands of Ammon for Jackson Heights. Final 65 seconds of this third period. Here's Shoup, left side, trying to bounce it into Ammon. Spinning, floating, and hitting. Nicely done by Nicole Ammon. Her first field goal gives her three, and it's 42-23. Chargers by 19 at 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Chartier in the corner. Keough, right wing three. A little strong. Backside rebound, though. Put up no, but a foul. So the rebound by Becker, and now she's going to earn a trip to the line. And they get Hewitt Bottom with the foul for Jackson Heights. And that is her third. So here's the sophomore, Bobby Becker. 2 points and four rebounds tonight so far. Her first free throw is no good. Subs in for Jackson Heights. Catrell's back in. And also Jennifer Mellies. So 40.6 seconds remain in the quarter. Second free throw on the way by Becker. This one is no good, too. So she goes 0 for 2 and a rebound for Sides. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Jackson Heights can play for the final shot if they so choose. Tried to dump one inside, and Keough read the pass and took it away. Another Jackson Heights turnover. Now 24 seconds for the Chargers. Here's Chartier on the wing right. Switch up top. Now Keough left side. Little ball fake. Dribbles up top. Down to 15 seconds. Keough again, top of the key. Thought about it. Now they get covers up. Beautiful dump down. Shot no, but a foul. Good high to low work there by the bigs for the Chargers. And free throws coming up with 8 seconds to go. That'll put Becker right back to the line where she just went over two. And they get Catrell with the foul. That is her third. First free throw short by Becker. Well, Horton is now 1 for 5 from the line here in the quarter. They were just 5 of 9 at the line in the first half. Second by Becker, no good as well. Catrell, 4 seconds. They get it up the floor. Mellies called for a travel. Goodness. Now 3 seconds for the Chargers. Well, the Cobras had 9 first-half turnovers. They have 8 turnovers here alone in the third. Here's Keough from half court. Oh, it hits off the front rim and nearly went down. So the Chargers will take a 42-23 lead into the fourth quarter. Take a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So we got 8 minutes left to go in our girls' contest. It's been all Horton tonight. They lead here at Jackson Heights 42-23. They outscored the Cobras 10-7 in the third quarter. There's another turnover by the Cobras. A travel's called against Hewitt Bottom. That is now 18 total turnovers in the game so far for Jackson Heights. That has been a number you don't want to see rise. So the Chargers again in control. They got a 19-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. trying to get to 500 on the year. Nice dump down to Huffless, skips a pass to Banks on about a three. Instead, slowing it down, they'll reset. Keogh, splitting, floating with the left hand, got the shooter's touch over the front rim. Keogh's made a couple of nice plays just like that here tonight. She's got six, and it's 44-23 Chargers. Now there's a reach-in foul as Hewitt Bottom was diving towards the rack, and Chargers foul is going to be on Huffless. That is her second. So the Cobras to throw it in, 7:08 to go in the game. Trailing here at home to Horton, 44-23. Here's the sophomore, Hewitt Bottom, trying to throw it in, gets it to the elbow, diving down the freshman, Ammon, missed a decent look at the rim, and a rebound for Huffless. So Keogh into the front court from left to right, angles a pass left to Chartier, covers up, flips it back to Keogh in the right corner for three, missed everything, and a backside rebound pushing is Catrell for Jackson Heights, who now launching a 19-footer. Oh, it was halfway down and out. Second chance up and in by Nicole Ammon, who's got five to go along with five rebounds. And it's 44-25 Chargers at 6.5 minutes left in the game. Chartier, top of the key. Keogh left side on the wing. Right back to Banks up top. Now Chartier dumps it down. Huffless on the block. Fading and hitting off the window. Huffless, her first points of the second half. She's got 17 to lead all scores. 46-25 Chargers as we're about 2 minutes into this fourth quarter of play. Here's Sides. Gets it to Catrell at the free throw line. Lost it. A couple bodies hit the floor. This could be a foul. A couple of white jerseys diving on top of Banks. And it will be a foul on Catrell. That is her fourth. Three new faces back in for the Cobras, Bosley, Cochran, and Shoup. At 6:03 left in what is a Chargers 21-point lead. And the Chargers after tonight, again, we'll see what the weather does this weekend. Maybe games on Tuesday could certainly be affected with how they're kind of anticipating winter weather coming up this weekend, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see early next week. Here's Huffless, the entry pass, shot no, but a foul. Beautiful feed by Chartier over the top of the defender. And Catrell, if that's her, that is her fifth. She is fouled out of the game. That'll call in Jennifer Mellies, the sophomore. So 5:51 left in the game. Catrell fouls out. Did not score in the game, but did collect three rebounds. First free throw up, no good by Huffless. Now 2 for 4 at the line tonight. She's got 17 points to go along with 7 rebounds. Huffless, marvelous evening here, but she airballed the second free throw, and that'll give it back to Jackson Heights. 5:51 to go in the game. It is a 21-point Charger lead, 46-25. Here is Bosley stopping at midcourt. Darts a left side pass to Shoup. Gets a ball screened by Ammon. Nothing with it. Now they get it to the right corner. And Cochran tried to get it on the wing. Slapped away out of bounds by Banks. So the Cobras keep it. Here in the half court. And Shoup will gather to throw it in far side of the floor. Looking for an entry pass. Gets it right back. Gets to the free throw line. Stops on a dime. Tried to whip a pass inside to Mellies, but pass was the right idea, but Mellies was not there, and that's another Jackson Heights turnover. So 5.5 minutes left in the game. Chargers in control. Cobras have not threatened a ton since the early portions of this game. Chargers have just continued to build out this lead, as that is a straightaway three that is banked in by Marlissa Banks, who now has 16. That's her fourth three tonight. That ties the largest lead of the game at 24. It's 49-25. Here's Bosley. Skips a pass. Cochran, little 17-foot left corner. Jay is pretty. Cochran, the first Cobra in double figures. She has 10. 49-27 Chargers. 4:50 to go. Chartier, left side to Keogh. Banks up top. Here's the heat check. And it's on. does it again. Didn't need the bank open this time. 19 and another three from Arlissa Banks, and it's 52-27. Sometimes the shooters know they're going to shoot. Banks, no exception. There's a right corner three by Bosley. Nearly got it to go, but a rebound by Shards here. Chargers, largest lead of the game at 25. And from the free throw line, short on a shot, and a rebound for Jackson Heights. Coming up on this four-minute mark in the fourth quarter, Chargers will win here tonight. Going to go to 3-3 overall as Mellies dives, flips it up, no, but she is fouled, and she will shoot two. Now the foul is on Keo. That is her second. So here's the sophomore, Jennifer Mellies. Not scored a bunch this year. Actually, it'll be her first attempts at the line, and her first free throw no good. Bobby Becker back into the game. JoJo switch as well for Horton. Both teams have had their fair share of struggles tonight at the free throw line. A couple of dribbles, spinning, firing, halfway down and out, but an offensive rebound by Ammon to keep it alive, and now another short corner shot by Cochran's good. Good job by the freshman Ammon, the offensive rebound, and then an assist as well. Cochran with 12, 52-29 Chargers. 3:40 to go. Here, switch up top. Left side, Chartier. Back up to Keo. Thought about it and traveled with it. So the Chargers have brought the turnover number down here in the second half. That's their 11th of the game. And again, the Cobras scheduled to host Troy on Tuesday night. And for Horton, they're scheduled to travel to Riverside. As now we're out of the break and really diving into league play here. There's a missed shot, rebound by Keo for Horton. Slowing it down into the front court, Chargers leading 52-29. 3:10 to go in the game. Here's Switch, looking for Humphless inside, not there. Now Keo, lazy pass, taken away, turnover by the Chargers. Here's Cochran, stopping, firing, and getting fouled. So two free throws coming up for Chesney Cochran. Chargers foul, that is Keo. That is her third. Team foul number three. Cochran tonight, 12 points, 5 rebounds, and now 13 after she makes first free throw attempt. Came into tonight right at 50% at the line. Makes it 52-30. Second free throw good as well. Cochran 2-for-2. She's got 14 to lead Jackson Heights. Chargers lead is still 21 with under 3 minutes to go. 52-31 on the scoreboard. Of course, we'll break it down. They're going to do a little acknowledgement in between games, so we might have a little bit longer time between the girls and the boys games tonight. We got off to a good start here in Jackson Heights, but the Chargers trying to just pull away and run off this final 2:30. Here's Keo, floating, getting it to go from the left baseline. Keo with some difficult finishes. She's got 8, and it's 54-31 with just over 2 minutes to go. Chargers are going to bring in some subs here on the next dead ball. And Keo got the rebound, and now kind of an awkward fall there by Keo, and I think a foul is going to be called. And it will be on Shoup. First foul on Brent Shoup. Here come the subs. So we're going to see Aubrey Wilson, Elena Switch, as again Gary Sorensen gets some of the deeper bench players in right now with 2:13 to go, and his team up by 23 points. Keo stays on the floor. Kirsten Smith is also into the game here for the Chargers. And 2 minutes to go, 54-31. Impressive start to 2025 here for Horton. They're going to get to 500 at 3-3 after this result goes final. A shot inside, rebound Cobras and Emma Sides. Final 1:45. Cochran bouncing it inside. Mellie's wild shot, no, but a foul. Horton foul on Wilson, who just checked in, her first. Team foul number four. So again, Melly's at the line looking for her first points of tonight's game. Won't be on that one. Short on the first free throw there. She's now 0 for 3 at the line here tonight. We see Sabrina Streeter, a freshman, into the game for Jackson Heights. Hewitt Bottoms checked back in as well. Melly's has another free throw on the way. No good on that one. And a rebound for the Chargers. Final 135. And the Chargers burn a timeout here. I think it's a substitution timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 136 left in the game. Chargers in control, leading 54-31. That timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again tonight, Carly Huffless was the story in the first half. Marlissa Banks has been the story in the second half for the Chargers. Those two have combined for 36 points. And the Cobras on the scoreboard between everybody have just 31. So again, the combination of Huffless and Banks, dynamite performance here to start 2025 for those two. Jackson Heights, Chesney Cochran, 14 to lead Jackson Heights tonight. But again, it's going to come up short. As we got 136 left, both teams have gone a little bit deeper into the bench. 54-31 Chargers. Now the Chargers throw it away. Here's Sides, coast to coast. Might have been partially blocked, but a second chance is up and no good. Third opportunity up and no good, but now a foul, as that was Streeter, the freshman who just came in. And free throws here for the freshman, Sabrina Streeter. And the foul was on Elena Switch. And the first free throw up and good for Streeter. That is her, should say it's her third appearance in now game number six, and that is her first point of the season. The lefty goes 2 for 2. 54-33 Chargers with 80 seconds to go in the game. The Chargers again after tonight at Riverside on Tuesday. Cobras force another turnover here. Hewitt Bottom into the front court, stepping back, left side, Sides back to Hewitt Bottom for a long two. That one's no good. Rebound, though. The offensive variety there for Streeter. Final minutes in this game. Chargers had a 15-0 run in the first quarter. They did not look back, and they have controlled the tempo ever since. They get the ball back after another Jackson Heights turnover. Down to 45 seconds left in the game. 54-33 Chargers. Now, Horton came in averaging 39.8 points per game, and they have hung up 54 here tonight in the first game of 2025. There's a missed shot inside. Cobras gather the rebound with Hewitt Bottom. Final 25 seconds. Certainly impressive here on the road for Horton tonight. They will go to 2-2 in league play. Loss for the Cobras here will drop them to 1-2. In Northeast Kansas League play. Streeter, a little pull-up J from the left elbow. No good. A rebound for Horton. They get it up the floor quickly, and a travel is going to be called. So just 2 seconds left. Chargers will win it as the Cobras run out the final few seconds in an impressive win tonight. For Horton here on the road, the girls' final, Chargers 54 and the Cobras 33. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Horton girls victorious tonight. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Fulton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show is on the air, at least for our girls' final tonight. Of course, we've got the boys' contest coming up here in just a little bit. And an impressive showing for the Horton girls tonight here on the road at Jackson Heights. They got down early after Bryn Shoup made the first bucket of the game for Jackson Heights. But the Chargers, in the middle of that first quarter, went on a 15-0 run. They led 17-5 at the end of one, and Chargers would go on to win it. Final score, 54-33. Get a full house and a full crew on hand. Appreciate it very much. Brandon Tamman, Chance Link. We got Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron all helping out here with the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. But again, this was a dominant performance by the Charger girls tonight. They led it 32-16 at the half, 42-23 at the end of three, and then, again, would go on to win it 54-33 to get to 3-3 on the season, and they are now 2-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. Cobras, they dropped to 1-5 and now 1-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. Let's go through some of the stats in this ball game tonight. In the duo of Marlissa Banks and Carly Hutfliss outscoring the Cobras by themselves. Banks finished the game with 19 points. She had 5 threes in the game. Carly Hutfliss with just 2 points in the second half, but she had 15 in the first half. She finished with 17 points and 7 rebounds. They also got 8 points from Kansas Keo, and they got 6 points from Kara Coversup, also 2 points apiece from Bobby Becker and Piper Chartier. Jackson Heights, they were led by Chesney Cochran tonight. She had 14 points, 8 of which in the second half. She also had 5 rebounds as well. They got 7 points from Bryn Shoup, 5 points and 6 rebounds from the freshman Nicole Ammon. They got 3 points, 5 rebounds from Taylor Bosley, and Lakota Hewitt-Bottom, 2 points and 4 rebounds. The other numbers from this game, 20 turnovers by Jackson Heights. Horton had 15 in the game. Chargers unofficially out-rebounding the Cobras tonight, 35-30. Both teams struggled at the free throw line. Horton, they were 6 of 17 at the line. And the Cobras on their end, just 3 of 11 from the charity stripe. Now time for our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And the combination of Marlissa Banks and Carly Hutfliss, kind of the difference there. We'll go with a little double duo there as those two combine to outscore the Cobras by themselves tonight. Again, 19 for Banks, 17, and 7 rebounds as well for Hutfliss. We'll go a combination there for our players of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, up next for both these teams, we'll see if weather plays a factor next week, but both these teams scheduled to be back in action on Tuesday nights with Horton on the road at Riverside and Jackson Heights here at home taking on Troy. So again, that's going to do it for our first broadcast here. We are in between games. We've got the boys game coming up here as they are honoring some old school teams here and some Jackson Heights alumni here, so good to see that here tonight. So we got a little bit of extra time. We're probably 15, 20 minutes or so from the start of the boys' game. So Chance Lincoln Studio will keep us locked in and on the air for about the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. And then stay with us. We'll come back and get you set for the boys' game tonight with Jackson Heights hosting Horton. Again, our girls' final, one final time. Chargers 54, Cobras 33. We'll talk to you in a tight 15 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. American Family Insurance.